on-the-spot cash offer for your vehicle. 1040 North Mechanic Street in Pendleton. Or you can give us a call at 864-646-3513.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
ACD Sports in Eastley says congrats to the Clemson Tigers. Our Clemson fan shop on Highway 123 in Eastley is loaded with a huge variety of national championship t-shirts, caps, magnets, flags, drinkware, license plates, and everything you need to show that pride and love for our national champion, Clemson Tigers. Visit our store and see our selection before you buy online. Buy local right here with Clemson fans like you. The Clemson Fan Shop at ACD Sports in Eastley on Highway 123 in the Hamrick Shopping Center.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCB 105.5 The Roar. Are we, what are you, we at 640 today? Lady
yes.
Tigers basketball, 640. So we'll be making way at that time. So, and I'm not going to be here tomorrow. So we have like an hour and a half. You want to get in on the NFL games? It's pretty much time. I have one quick story I need to tell too. It's another gas station story.
Oh, I like these stories.
Yes, it's another, I don't know why I either attract these people or the gas stations near where I live attract them. Now, you know, I'm really rural, but the highway does run through that area, and these are highway get-off gas stations, so maybe there's that. Remember the story about the crazy screaming lady?
Yes.
Who wound up with a confrontation with the screaming lady clerk from the gas station.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Told her not to come back.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Told isn't, you
yeah.
know, and meanwhile, she was thinking about killing somebody, the one itself. She was just like,
yeah,
you know, all of George Carlin's words of what not to say, she expressed them all, over her frustrations with how the gas pumps worked at that particular gas station.
Yeah.
In a way, I couldn't blame her. There was some truth to her argument, but I have never seen it quite to that degree. And then she wanted to drag me into it. Like, get me on her side. No, man, do whatever you want. You scream away, scream away. This is your deal, not mine. I'm just here to get the gas. Drew, how are you?
Walt, how are you?
Good, Drew. Appreciate you getting in.
Man, I'm over here at Walmart. I'll tell you what, those hair razors are more than $3. All right, listen, man, I was thinking about something. I'm in sales, so I got a little window time. Today's National Clemson Day. 117 of 19. We got to address that. We ended the season number one in 17 and 19.
Oh, there you
That's
go.
That's all I got for you, Walt. All Have right. a great Thursday.
Thank you, Drew. Thank you. Thank you, Drew. All right. Lots to get to. You want to get in, you're welcome to 654-7627. Let me tell you about Urban Nirvana, 12 different types of massage to choose from. There's even a prenatal massage. We've had lots of couples swear by that. Remember the couple, Ramona, who wrote us and said that his husband wrote us and he said his wife got those massages weekly in her last trimester, and they just swore by them. You will too. I mean, Urban Nirvana is just a special place. And with 12 different types of massage to choose from, you'll find exactly the right massage that fits what ails you. That is Urban Nirvana. All the re's can be found there. Reborn, refreshed, rejuvenated. It's a re kind of place. And we've had, again, unsolicited testimony about Urban Nirvana is endless. Think about the people who do things for you in your life. You don't need a special occasion to give something back. Your wife, your girlfriend, your daughter. You know, and massages aren't just for ladies anymore, fellas. Lots of people in the trade utilize them on a regular basis, utilize Urban Nirvana on a regular basis. Their work necessitates it. This is Urban Nirvana. This is today's Urban Nirvana. And the salon employs the leading stylists in the Southeast. So there's that option as well. Urban Nirvana is just a special place. If you have someone who's special in your life who does things for you, give them the gift of Urban Nirvana. You just go to urbannirvana.com, print it out off your certificate, off the website, and you're done. You're done. That's it. Urbannirvana.com. Go there today. You will thank me later. All right. So, Marla, this is incident three at the gas station. Remember, incident one was crazy screaming, cussing woman. And I mean screaming at the top of her lungs.
Right.
Incident two was the van filled with the speakers trying to sell me speakers at the other gas stations right now. You know,
that's
you know,
right, like meat out of a trunk.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, and again, just so
I don't remember that one, but
you should.
I know that happens.
Oh yeah, you know, listen, just so you people know, in case you don't know, those aren't real speakers. That's just a scam. All right.
Or they're not real.
No. There's no or. Those speakers cost them $10 to make. It's what they do. That's the scam. It's not that they were supposed to give them one pair and they mistakenly put two pairs on and they're going to sell the other. It's not any of that. It's that they manufacture them to scam you. And if you're not somebody who's looking for a deal, you will not be scammed. Those speakers are worth $5. They call them monitors. They're worth $5. Man, I know your deal, all right? So you hit the wrong person. So that is incident two. And then there's incident three.
Okay.
And by the way, Ron, listen to this. I work 60 hours a week. My wife buys me a massage from Urban Nirvana once a month. Tell me relax. They're amazing up there. That is the text I'm looking for in Urban Nirvana, Ramona. That's from a male who busts his tail working all week. And it just goes to show you, like I say, massages, not just for ladies, they're for everybody. He needs it. And his wife is the one who buys it for him. How about that? Are you awake? Does this thing working? I mean, you're sitting there like you're stoned.
I'm listening to you.
Good. I'm glad because I see myself talking to you.
Yeah.
I hear the words coming out of my mouth. And I see you staring off into space. I see you staring off into space.
I always hear you. See the headset?
Yeah. Yeah. Text says, or they're stolen. Yeah, there's that. But trust me, that's a nationwide deal. Okay. That's a nationwide deal in that speaker thing. All right. So in any case, so here's incident three. The other day, I had to drive to Canada, right? That was Tuesday.
Right.
Tuesday. So before I drove
right.
to Canada, I had to add oil because that particular Jeep sucks oil. And then I need to get that fixed. I just don't ever have time to do it. And then I had to get gas because, you know, I get like, 3 miles a gallon. And so I never
this
have.
Is the red Jeep or the
no,
black Jeep?
No, this is the black Jeep.
Okay.
So I never have gas. I mean, they all get 3 miles a gallon.
Well, I was just wondering.
I wouldn't know what
it's
like.
The newer one.
I wouldn't know what it's like to get gas mileage. So.
And you just keep buying them, hey.
Yeah, but I like them. I like them. What can I say? I'm willing to pay the freight. So I go to the gas station because I know I'm going to need gas because there's no way in heck the third of a tank is going to get me there and back.
Right.
And I don't like to get gas at like a million different gas stations, quite honestly, because if anything goes wrong, I want to know where to go and have it out with them. You know what I mean?
Yes.
See, if I introduce 100 different types of gas, so I generally don't do that.
Okay. So you often get sugar in the gas tank, do you?
No, but I did have an incident with one of these stations one time. So in any case, I pull up and I've already put the credit card in and I'm pumping the gas, and up comes this car on the other side of my gas pump, and it's this guy who has. And it's a nice looking car. I don't remember what it was, but he didn't look impoverished or anything. And he has like multiple kids in the car, right? 3, 4, I don't know, little kids, you know, and so he's daddy. All right. And he says to me, you habla español. And I said, I put my fingers together like this. I said, un poquito. Just a little. So that's not how it's going to work, right? So, I mean, the guy seems jovial. I mean, he seems, happy. This isn't going to be like any bad issue. And he said, so I come up and, he extends his hand. So I shook his hand and he's still in the car. And he's like, and then I get where he's going. He wants to know if, like, I could give him some money for gas.
Ah.
But here's the thing. He's willing to trade me his gold ring for it. Now,
huh?
Yeah. He takes his ring off, and he wants to trade me his gold ring or his...
For gas.
Or his potentially gold ring for gas.
And when he first walked up, did you get the sense that he was desperate?
No, he was in the car.
Well, I know, but did you get the sense that he was, oh my God, what do I do if I don't get gas?
No, he was like sort of, he was actually a friendly type. I mean, he said he was from Miami.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I'm thinking to myself, man, how do you wind up in Townville, South Carolina?
From Miami, yeah. That's a detour, if anything.
I'm just thinking that, I don't know about any of that. I don't know about any of that, and nor did I check the ring for the gold stamp inside to see, whether it was really gold. Probably would have turned green in 2 seconds, but man, I was like, man, I don't have any cash on me. I can't help you. But incident three at the gas station, jovial Hispanic guy from Miami wants to trade gold ring for gas.
A gold ring for some gas. Wow.
Text just says also stolen. Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
or also worth $5.
Look, how many times have you been hit up for that before? How many times have you been hit up by gas station person who has no money, who wants money for gas? I get hit up for that all the time.
Do you really?
All the time.
I'm glad I don't. Oh, yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I get hit up for that all the time. But this is the first time anybody offered to trade me a gold ring.
Wow,
or an allegedly gold ring.
Or give you something in return.
Yeah, or an allegedly gold ring. So there's, despite the fact it's rural, there's always something going on off the big highway gas stations.
So he was all the way from Miami.
Yeah.
And he ended up in town.
Right? Yeah, all the way to Miami to trade his ring.
His kids, it's okay, we'll get some gas.
Yeah.
I'll give my ring away.
Yeah, the kids didn't look
no,
too,
Daddy,
the kids
no.
Did, the kids didn't look too concerned. And they didn't look like, I mean, I don't want to say they were chunky kids, but they weren't kids who were going to be dying of...
Oh, it didn't look like they were.
No.
That's what I was asking you.
No,
if you
no.
looked destitute when
no,
came up.
No. There was nothing destitute about the look of these people.
All of a sudden decided he didn't want to pay for gas.
Which makes me wonder. That's the thing that makes me wonder a little bit.
Or you go to give him some money and he tries to rob you.
Yeah, I wasn't concerned about that. I wasn't concerned about that.
I don't know. There are all sorts of things happen. People are weird.
You know, I get all these crazy texts about what the guy was really there for. It's hysterical. I got people saying, "Hey, really? Walt, we know there are a lot of farms in that area, and you know what he was really looking for." I'm getting that. You know, in other words, the Craig or Ramona factor. Are you following along?
He's looking for some weed.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. Guy seemed friendly enough. But again, there was no part of it that cried destitute.
You were totally thrown when he asked you for money for gas.
Thrown? How was I thrown? What part of what you just heard indicated I was thrown? I just told you it happens all the time.
Okay.
Well, it does. It happens all the time. I don't know how many times I've been hit up for gas or for gas money at a gas station. I mean, probably 10 times. I mean, that's a regular occurrence. It's the speakers that are less regular. It's the gold ring. The gold ring is a first. Hey, listen, let me tell you about my friends at Roto-Rooter. I'm sure you noticed how cold it is now. And look, that goes back and forth. Cold to hot, hot to cold. It's hard to know here. Look, I don't know how that impacts your plumbing system. I don't need to know. I host a sports talk show. I know people who know. My friends at Roto-Rooter know those answers. They know those answers about expansion, contraction. They know how it works. They know how it impacts your plumbing system. If you go to their website, rotorooter.com, they have all sorts of helpful hints on how you can avoid needing their service. Now, if you don't do that and you just like to play it out, you're probably going to wind up with emergencies. Here's the good news for you. 24/7, 365, a live human being is going to pick up the phone when you call them. So you call them at midnight tonight when your pipes freeze and you have an emergency, a live human will answer the phone and direct help on the way to you. 24/7, 365. Your problem becomes their problem. That's Roto-Rooter. 288-7686, 288-7686, online, rotorooter.com, rotorooter.com, 288-7686. And remember, Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain.
Can I read this?
Not until we come back. Quick break. Okay. Walt Tiptula Road Rage.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Looking for the perfect gift for someone on your list? Grab them a 2019 Twin Peaks calendar for just $15.99, featuring more than 80 Twin Peaks girls from around the country. The Timber Lodge Hideaway does not disappoint. Come check out what we've been up to this year. Available for purchase in-store and online at twinpeaksrestaurant.com/shop. Get your Twin Peaks calendar and grab a 29-degree draft at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Don't miss Macy's 48-hour sale with big savings and limited-time specials like coats and jackets for everyone, 65% off. Don't miss 50 to 75% off a great collection of women's boots. Save 70% during our fine jewelry clearance and get the Tommy Hilfiger All-American 2 towel at our lowest price of the season, $479. Macy's 48-hour sale, Friday and Saturday. Savings on original and sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers benefits everyone can enjoy, no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/Star Rewards.
Join Clemson Marina at the Upstate Boat Show at the Greenville Convention Center, January 24th through 27th. See our 2019 Miranda pontoon and tri-toon boats powered by Yamaha outboards. And see our Monterey bow rider and ski boats and our Express all-aluminum fishing boats also powered by the reliable Yamaha outboards. We offer the Freedom Boat Club, which is the oldest and largest boat club in the nation, providing an affordable option to boat ownership and delivering a hassle-free recreational boating experience for its members. With over 2,000 late-model boats from coast to coast and over 175 locations, Freedom Boat Club has you covered. See why Clemson Marina is the ultimate location for all your boating needs with a full-service department, on-the-lake boat storage, boat rentals, new and used boats, and, of course, the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club at Clemson Marina, across the lake from Death Valley on the water.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
I don't know what you're talking about. It kind of spooks me out.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Man, the Texters are ruthless people, man. Absolutely ruthless. Texter 919 though says, one time I was trying to change, be nice for a change and let a lady use my phone to get a ride. She was just calling her crack dealer.
I know.
Oh, man. Let's go to Barry on the Northland Communication phone lines, and then we're going football, NFL playoffs. Barry, what's going on?
Hey, it's a lovely rainy day to be a delivery guy. How are you?
It's just, you know, it rains every stinking day. I'm just, you know, I just found that out. I didn't even know it was raining. I just opened the back door and it's pouring.
It's not a problem, but being a delivery guy, we're at the gas station every day at least once. So, you know.
Yes,
I've seen them all.
Yeah, you run into them.
Yeah, the probability is doubled and tripled when you have to go there every day.
That's a good
point.
It's just
crazy.
Yeah.
So here's one from the Natty, though, for you. We went to Cali to go cheer on the Tigers, and we leave my sister-in-law with the car while we're doing the Alcatraz tour, and she's going to do a little shopping, hit a couple places. So we've got a rental car, but, you know, parking is a premium. So she's like, hey, I found this great place to park. There's this guy over there passing out these little tickets. And her husband says, he what? She's like, yeah, he gave me this little sticker, put it on my dashboard for $20, and he'd keep an eye on the car. And if I'm not here for more than an hour or so, just he'll give it back to the $20.
She goes, no.
Oh, really? She goes, no. Yeah, he's right over. Where did that guy go? Where'd he go? She says he was right here. She said, I saw him do it for four or five other people, too. They all came in and parked in this parking lot, which, you know, it's a nondescript parking lot. I said, all that means is he just made $100.
Yeah, an entrepreneur.
Yeah. So one afternoon, I jump up on a porch to make a delivery and knock on the door. I turn around, and there's a person standing there. They snuck up on me. I'm like, oh, no, this is not good. He's like, dude, you need to give me some money. I'm like, I need to give you money. Well, what are you talking about? This is crazy. I'm working here. He's like, no, you need to give me some money. He's going to rob me. I'm like, oh, no, that's just not cool, man. He said, what do you mean that's not cool? I whip out my wallet, show it to him, and I'm like, look, I don't carry any cash because I know I'm working down here. And, you know, you guys don't have to work as hard as I do because I got three kids in college. I got no time for this. He pulls out the biggest wad of cash out of his pocket. He goes, can I buy you some lunch, bro? This is really sad.
Wow.
Oh my God. I was so mad. I just walked off and went and got my truck and left. I was like, daggone it. So people are
You should have taken the lunch, Barry.
Yeah.
Robert,
I'm going to rob you.
Right. Would be Robert gone soft.
Yeah. He's like, no, man, can I buy you some lunch? I'm like, no, get out of my way. I got work to do. I got stuff to do here.
That's too funny.
So watch out for the gas station and watch your back and go Tigers.
Exactly. Thank you, Barry. Text rates. I'm a cable guy. I've had people offer me drugs to give them free cable.
Oh.
I bet. And Barry experiences the gas station stuff every single day. You know, and you can understand it. Because I'm telling you,
the
collection of characters at the gas stations is always unbelievable. And especially if they're right off a highway. I think it makes it even more unbelievable. Because if it's not right off a highway, then generally it's like people who live in the neighborhood. But when it's off a highway, it's all types.
Could be anybody.
Yeah, could be anybody. Like a guy from Miami with a gold ring.
Yeah.
Doesn't speak English. Yeah, there's that. All right, I want to get into the NFL playoffs. And this is your chance to make your calls. Don't tell me next week you knew it was going to happen. I'm not going to be here tomorrow, so that's it. You have to get in today, make your calls on what's going to happen. I have really enjoyed the NFL playoffs for reasons I've already expressed. I just think the mix of young quarterbacks, veteran quarterbacks, young coaches, old coaches, the diversity that we're seeing in the game schematically. I just think it the NFL game has never been close to the college game. We're seeing all these sort of collegiate environments too, these raucous fan bases. I mean, it's just, this is exactly what the NFL always wanted, and now they have it. And ultimately, they got the four teams they would have handpicked. There's no question about it. The NFL absolutely wanted Chiefs Kansas City and absolutely wanted Rams New Orleans. They got what they wanted. I mean, these are the four highest scoring teams in the NFL. It just doesn't get much better. I mean, we are headed for an unbelievable Sunday, regardless of what the weather brings in that Sunday night game. And if you missed it yesterday, when I mentioned this on the show, allegedly we're also headed for one of the rarest moons in history. We're supposed to have some blood red moon over that Kansas City game late in that contest. I don't know the exact time frame, but it's a total lunar eclipse, which I've been led to believe is extremely rare. I don't know. I don't really keep track of such things, but it just could make for some cool special effects in the later stages of that game Sunday night. In any case, I want to get into the games themselves and break them down. You want to get in 654-7627, make your calls on the games. Tell me what you think is going to happen and why you think so. Lee says, in week 6, I said Saints over the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. You might be on it, Lee. But before the season, I said Patriots Rams. And since that's still alive, I'm still headed for that. You know, again, last week, I hit all the games straight up, and I only missed one spread pick. And I know there was a lot of chatter about the underdogs. I just didn't see it. I thought the favorites were just the better teams across the board, and it played out that way. This weekend, I don't see it that way. I went all favorites last weekend. This weekend, I'm going with both underdogs. I haven't changed my mind. I have tremendous respect for Drew Brees and New Orleans and obviously for Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City and what they've been able to do. I mean, quite honestly, those are guys 1 and 2 in the MVP voting. I mean, it's going to be Mahomes who wins the MVP and Drew Brees is going to finish second. So if you're picking Kansas City and New Orleans, those are two good reasons. The two guys at the helm of those two teams have been nothing short of sensational all year long. But I want to get into a deep breakdown of these games and how they might play out and what it means. Starting with the Kansas City Chiefs and Patriots, you know, and again, you can get in and make your calls on the games. I also want to talk about some collegiate quarterbacks for next year. If time allows, we'll get to that. That's not something that's dated material. If I don't get to it, we'll get to it Monday when I return. But when you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, obviously, I think the most explosive offensive team in football. So many weapons, so many problems. You know, Harmon, the Patriots DB Harmon, after that first game against Kansas City, when asked to talk about Tyreek Hill, he said, quote, "He is by far the fastest person I've ever come in contact with." He didn't just say football player. He just said, regarding Tyreek Hill, "He is by far the fastest person I've ever come in contact with." And one of the questions is, how do you deal with all these weapons Kansas City has? What will New England do to try and defend them? You know, Belichick is always looking to take away your strength. He's always looking to take away whatever you do best. It's hard to define all the things Kansas City does and just take one of them away. I still think that the loss of Hunt is instrumental here. You know, Spencer Ware is allegedly going to be back. I don't know if he's going to be back or not, but I would be surprised if Damian Williams isn't the featured back. I think Damian Williams will be the featured back. Obviously, he has great burst and athleticism, and the Patriots are quite familiar with him because they brought him in at one point. You know, the Patriots, one of the problems the Patriots have is so many of these teams in the league have their cast-offs, either their cast-off coaches, and not just cast-offs, guys who left for what they saw as better opportunities. But there are Patriot cast-off players that in many cases they've used over and over again. So, you know, they'll use a guy for their purposes short-term, like 1 year, and then they'll dump him. And then that guy winds up playing on another contender, and invariably they play their best game ever against the Patriots. That has happened multiple times. It happened in last year's Super Bowl. With Blunt. Blunt was a huge factor in that game. It happened when the Patriots played Tennessee. It happened when the Patriots played Detroit and Matt Patricia. You know, there are just so many ex-Patriot coaches who know what they do and so many ex-Patriot players who know what they do based on the success of that organization that I think that hinders them. When you're talking about games that come down to the wire, I think that's frequently the difference. I think it was the difference in the Super Bowl last year. And so there's that element, and there's still a flavor of that in this game. But one of the things that no one's been able to do is, Dana from Anderson said, would Kareem Hunt get a ring if KC wins it all? He said, I don't think so. No, I think when you're excommunicated the way he was, I don't think there's any ring to be had. I would be shocked if the Chiefs voted him. You know, you never know what player votes will do. I can't speak with certainty to that, but I'd find it highly unlikely. I think it would be frowned upon by the organization. But the first thing is with Kansas City is obviously all this speed and athleticism and talent. You know, what do you do with Tyreek Hill? No one all year has been able to stop the combination of the Chiefs' playmakers in the passing game. When you put Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce on a field together, this is before you even talk about Sammy Watkins, it is really difficult to deal with those guys. You can try and take one or the other away by providing them help. And look, the Patriots, in that first game, the Patriots tried to be physical with the Chiefs receivers at the line of scrimmage. They tried using a guy like Trey Flowers was used to try and hit Kelce at the line of scrimmage so as not to give him a free release to disrupt the timing of that passing game. That worked to some extent, did not work as well with Tyreek Hill. Because Hill is just so quick, he's hard to get a clean shot on at the line of scrimmage. And if you reach or extend and he causes you to miss with his fast twitch explosiveness, suddenly you've got an even bigger problem. So I'm going to be interested to see how the Chiefs or how the Patriots handle the Kansas City receiving core at the line of scrimmage. I think that's going to be a big factor in the game. One of the big factors in the game. Again, you want to get in, you're welcome to 654-7627. Let me let Looper in here, I presume, on this conversation. Looper, what's going on?
Yeah, well, I don't know why they're talking about his NFL, just Drew Brees and Mario up there in Kansas City. They ain't but one quarterback, and that's the man up there, Boston Land, Patriot Land. probably won another Super Bowl. I mean, them other ones just scrapping for air. Now let's get back to guy I saw at work yesterday. I won't mention the place where I work, but he was sitting on his phone down by. I heard him over talking to somebody. Boy, that ACC, it's just a high school league, and Clemson, this small league. So I kind of chased him up toward the door. What'd you say about the ACC? He said, what? He said, what? I said, oh, that's a high school league. I said, well, it must be a high school league, because we beat, now it ain't Monkey Chunk, it's Monkey Chump. We beat Chump. We beat Bimbo. And we beat Stumpy Man. So we beat all three of y'all in the Great King League. I must be down there in Little League or T-Ball League or something other. I said, well, who are you pulling for? And he says, I'm a Gamecock fan. I said, where's your Gamecock garb? What, the shame to wear it? Probably is. Virginia put that 28-0 beating on it. Probably shame to wear it. I'd be shame to wear it, too. So, where are you going next year? You know, you got your clip. Old Todd Ellis says they're cycling up, which look like they're going down a spiral down heap. Said, we're going down, but we're like, we're spiraling up. We're all the way up to the galaxies up with Super Dabo.
And then
y'all little Gamecock fans, just don't worry about, you know, just worry about your little mediocre, whatever you want to call your league, eh? So we done proven we the king of the hill. And then this weekend, when we got like only 22, I think, 5 stars floating around, we're going to have about 14 of them up next week, this next weekend. And y'all just take out there, Monkey Chump.
Thank you, Looper. Thank you, Looper. You know, yeah, I think we need to get past the point where we think that one league differs from another. I think clearly the SEC on an annual basis has more talent than any other league, but they just don't know how to coach them. They don't know what to do with it. It's a league that's just a Neanderthal dinosaur hunter league, and they're behind schematically. And so, you know, when they get exposed in the open air, you realize that talent isn't as important as it should be. And that's why the SEC keeps producing these mediocre results as a conference. What are they, 6-6 in bowl season? 1-3 against the Big 12 this bowl season, despite having the higher rated ranked team in every game. Their elite team got eviscerated by Clemson. I mean, just humiliated, destroyed. We have to get past the point where we're talking about conferences. It's and the nonsense about scheduling too. If you understand going in that there aren't any real differences in the conferences, and I'm sorry, there aren't, then there's no difference in the scheduling either. You're being sold something. You're being sold. You're being convinced of the notion that's true, but it's not true. It's not true. None of these schedules are any different from any other. Other than perhaps South Carolina's next year, which I think is a little more difficult than usual. But other than that, I mean, you'll get those rare schedules. But by and large, there just aren't differences. You can think so all you want, but the truth is none of those teams are any good. I mean, Georgia's a good football team, but other than that, who in the SEC was really any good? I mean, and so we need to stop thinking like that. And I think the SEC was exposed in that regard again. And so this stuff about, I get this constantly. And Clemson fans, you know, Clemson fans get caught up in this too. You get told how badly your league sucks and how you don't play anybody. Don't worry about that, man. You're the national champion. Don't worry about that. Just say, that's right. You know what? You're right. We didn't play anybody all year. And after having played Alabama, we still haven't. Just give that as your answer. Because you treated Alabama like they were Wake Forest. So, you know, that's the truth of it. We'll take a quick break. Before we get a break, let me tell you about the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose, up to 70% off. Right now, they have a New Year's special as well, Ramona. They're actually giving you additional discounts at this moment. On top of all that, they're actually giving you additional discounts. And then tell them that you heard it here, and they throw in the box spring free. Listen, there has never been a better time to get a better night's sleep, nor a more affordable time than there is right now with the Simmons already insanely incredible discounts just being added to with a seasonal New Year's discount. Get there. Take advantage of it. You'll thank me later. Quick break. T-Bird on the other side. Back to some NFL playoff talk.
You don't have to wait for a win to start celebrating. The Upstate South Carolina Boat Show is back, and we have everything you need for living it up on the water. So whether you're looking for speed, fish, or a weekend cruiser, you'll find the best selection of this year's newest boat models, as well as the latest gear and accessories for the whole team. Go Tigers! And go to the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show, January 24th through the 27th at the Greenville Convention Center. Visit upstatescboatshow.com for more.
It's boat time at Bojangles. Get your choice of a four-piece chicken supreme snack or a two-piece chicken dinner for $3.99 each. That's a four-piece supreme snack or a two-piece dinner, just $3.99 each for a limited time. Bojangles, it's boat time.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their fall special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
I can't believe it.
That we're in an elevator with a puma?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Could you hit 7 for me? Okay, no need to. That's fine. I'm good.
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24/7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Great road trips start at State Credit Union, where you'll enjoy having no car payments for up to 90 days. And with rates as low as 2.24% APR on new cars, this is a great time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
He talks about sports on the radio.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Texter wrote me, Ramona. He said he thinks he saw the same guy, but his was a few months ago. But nonetheless, it's apparently going on everywhere. T-Bird, what's going on?
What's going on, Walter? How are you today?
Good. Good to have you, T-Bird.
I want to kind of set something to rest.
Yeah.
When you a guy, when you've got a good team, I don't care, football, baseball, basketball, girls basketball, or tiddlywink, when you've got a good team, all like, say, Clemson does, you're favored over everybody you play. Therefore, you have an easy schedule. Is that not correct?
Yeah.
But then if you're like South Carolina and don't have a bunch of 4- and 5-star players, you're equal to or less than the majority of the people you play. Is that not correct?
I don't know if that's been true the last couple of years. I mean,
but you know, you've got a tougher schedule. Yeah. You can let South Carolina or an equal team to them play Clemson's schedule, and it'd be easy. You let Clemson play it, it's easy. You take all the 5-star and 4-star players off the Clemson roster, what have you got? South Carolina. Play Clemson's schedule with those with no 4- and 5-star players, what do you have? A damn easy schedule. Shut the hell up about Clemson doesn't play anybody. We're 3-0 against the SEC. What else do they need to do to prove they belong at the top? I had a fellow tell me today, big-time Alabama fan, Roll Tide, big time. He said the Clemson did win the game. The game was bought off. And the reason it's bought off is Alabama didn't want Nick Saban to go ahead of Bear Bryant. Have you ever heard this sort of thing so ridiculous in your life?
Yeah. Every time Alabama loses, there's a new excuse. Alabama doesn't lose games, T-Bird. They don't lose games. Every time they actually lose a game, I mean, one that shows up in the record book, they have some excuse for it. When it was Utah a number of years ago, it was that they didn't want to be there. When it was Ohio State, it was that the Alabama guys were playing with a mind's eye in the NFL. They actually said that. Nick Saban actually said that. Never mind acting like Ohio State didn't have players playing with a mind's eye in the NFL. It was just Alabama.
Yeah.
You know, it's always always some new excuse. Yeah, these people are nuts. They think they win every game, and when they don't win, there's got to be some irrational excuse or black helicopter reason for why they didn't. I mean, they got their A handed to them on a platter.
But, you know, when you're good and you play a given set of teams, it's an easy schedule.
Yeah.
When you're not good, like a South Carolina or Wake Forest or a Vanderbilt, if the same team that Clemson plays, it's a tough schedule. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're right. But I think it goes beyond that. I think that we're at a point. I think we're at a point where this notion of this disparity between the leagues, which creates the notion that you have imbalanced schedules, is just totally false. There just isn't this disparity. Anyone who watched the bowl season should come away understanding that. There is no rhyme or reason to any of it. No league is any better than any other, and therefore no schedule is any better than any other by definition. Everything about the SEC is artificially propped up. Everything about it is artificially propped up.
You're talking about the Southeast Criminal Conference or the Super Ego Conference?
The Super Ego Conference. I'm more than that
exchange.
One.
I go along with that. But, you know, he said, y'all ought to play somebody. Clemson has no peers right now, okay? Clemson has no peers. You can not get a schedule where 11 teams are equal to Clemson this year. There are no peers out there.
That's true.
Am I right or wrong?
No, it's 100%
true. Now, next year, they could go, God forbid, 0-12 this year. And not even beat South Carolina. Beat nobody. Then we have a different team. But till they do that, give Clemson and Dabo the credit I think they deserve.
Oh, yeah. Look, they treated Alabama like they were Wake Forest.
Oh, good line. Bingo. Let me Let me mark one up on the wall for Walter on that, yeah. And my stepson, he keeps talking about, well, hell, y'all get to play Wake Forest. I said, hell, everybody plays South Carolina, does, and you're the Wake Forest of the SEC, so what's the difference?
Yeah.
Whipped your ass five in a row.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just tired of these people that are ignorant. I mean, I'm dumb, but a lot of folks in this world are ignorant.
Hey, the day after the game, I wrote on Twitter, and this became, like, wildly popular. It took off. I wrote, Clemson didn't play anybody all year. And I said, they still haven't. After playing Alabama.
Last game of the cupcake.
Right.
That's what my daughter put on Facebook.
Right, same thing.
Anyway, I feel better. I feel like the late, great Tommy Powell used to say, I feel better now, Walt. I get that off the chest.
Thank you, T-Bird.
If I just had a lift, I'm gonna try something. Hold on a minute.
Yeah. We got it. Yep. Thank you, T-Bird.
That was in the truck. That wasn't in the big truck. I'll talk to you later, Walt.
Thank you, T-Bird. Love it. Yeah, you know, I think it gets to the point of just being silly, and you just have to be above it. You know, just say, I just give that answer. I just say, yeah, you're right. We didn't play anybody all year. And after beating Alabama, we still haven't played anybody. That'd be my answer. I mean, because that really ends the argument. I mean, and it's inarguable. I mean, Clemson destroyed. Listen, allegedly, Alabama was the greatest team of all time. Allegedly, Notre Dame was a top four team. Clemson destroyed both of those teams. Just destroyed them. I mean, there's nothing left to argue about. Don't tell me about schedule. Don't tell me about who you played or who you played versus who. It's irrelevant. Who cares? Who cares? I mean, if you don't understand that Clemson was the best football team in America this year, then I'm sorry, you're just stupid. I'm sorry. There's no way to color that. If you don't understand that Clemson was the best football team in America, you talk all this other crap you want. But if you don't understand Clemson was the best football team in America, then you either don't have television at your house, are a blind, stupid homer, or something of the sort. Because that is not debatable. That is not debatable. We saw it. Clemson treated Notre Dame and Alabama like they were Wake Forest. There's nothing left to talk about. Nothing left to talk about. So if you're still running schedule rap, then you're just a ridiculous blind homer who can't be helped, and I don't have any time for you. That's that saying, you can't fix stupid? I mean, I'm sorry. It doesn't matter who Clemson plays. You could have Clemson play any of those schedules. They would have mauled all those teams. You could have Clemson play any of those SEC schedules you wanted. They would have mauled all those teams, including Alabama. Clemson's just better. Better than Bama, better than Georgia, better than LSU, better than Texas A&M, better than South Carolina, better than anybody you want. Clemson's just better, period. But I'm sick of the schedule stuff because it's all built on a fatally flawed premise, and that premise is that the SEC is superior. How many times did Kirk Herbstreit tell us, oh, you know, Alabama's one and Georgia's got to be three? Yeah, right. Whatever, Kirk. Whatever. I mean, that's all laughable. And he wasn't the only one. It was a myriad of talking heads all around the country, you know, knuckleheads on national radio talking about how Clemson was, Alabama was 21 points better than everybody. Or that Alabama was 21 points. Did I say Clemson or Alabama? That Alabama was 21 points better than everybody. Spinning that yarn, believing that nonsense, because you don't know what you're talking about. You have no idea what talent looks like or how matchups break down. Just you don't have a clue. And so you say illogical things and we parrot illogical things and sooner or later it gets to be accepted. The truth is, Alabama's no better than Notre Dame. In fact, if Notre Dame had had Julian Love in the second quarter of that game, I would suggest Notre Dame would have played Clemson a much more competitive game, still losing convincingly, but a much more competitive game than Alabama did. And then Georgia got just drilled by Texas. I mean, it was 28-7. I mean, Georgia scored some garbage points when the game was over, but it's 28-7. So, you know, that stuff needs to stop. Everything that this whole season in college football was based on was about the notion of Alabama superiority. I said it at the time Georgia lost to Alabama. I said it's all fraudulent. I said people now want to believe Georgia's the second best team in the country because they played Alabama in a tight game. That was completely 100% opinion-based and completely 100% wrong. Every element of it was wrong. Georgia's status, despite losing by a million at LSU, was built on the premise that they played the greatest team of all time close, therefore they must be the second best team. The problem with your little theory was that Alabama wasn't the greatest team of all time. They weren't anywhere close to the greatest team of all time. They weren't even close to being the greatest team this year. In all honesty, I don't even think they were the best team in their conference. I actually think Georgia was. They just didn't know how to win. But that whole argument was built up on a completely, fatally flawed foundation. None of it was true. Alabama wasn't close to the greatest team of all time. Alabama wasn't close to the greatest team this year. Georgia wasn't anywhere near. It should never have been in a playoff discussion. Georgia's whole claim to fame was based on the alleged greatness of Alabama, which we now know, and which I knew then, wasn't true. And there is the problem with this whole stupid system. Opinion, totally opinion-based, and the national opinion was 100% wrong. So I don't want to come back next year and have you idiots tell me the same freaking thing all over again. Let me tell you about Thomas Barbecue. Brock and Beth bought Thomas from the original owner. Catering, tailgates, parties, they do it all. They just redid the store and the storefront. You know, Tom's was legendary when Brock and Beth bought it. So they didn't want to turn it upside down. They stayed true to all the original recipes. They just added some things that were uniquely their own, like the mac and cheese, which they make from scratch, which is insanely good. I mean, just insanely good. This is the new improved Tom's Barbecue. They're the home for the Cheerwine National Championship sauce. They also have Carolina Collision, which is the best of both worlds. Old Carolina, New Carolina. Smoke their wings. Have it down to a science. Smoke them for 2 hours. Fry them for 60 seconds. You get the best of both worlds. You can toss. They can be tossed in any of the 8 sauces. Fresh sides and desserts, including the legendary banana pudding. Open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. Corner of Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. Jimmy and Lisa on the other side. NFL discussion.
From the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
This Tuesday, the Tigers hit the road and travel to Tallahassee to take on Leonard Hamilton's Florida State Seminoles in this key ACC matchup in hopes of bringing home a victory. Pre-game starts at 6:30 p.m. with a 7 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
You don't have to wait for a win to start celebrating. The Upstate South Carolina Boat Show is back, and we have everything you need for living it up on the water. So whether you're looking for speed, fish, or a weekend cruiser, you'll find the best selection of this year's newest boat models, as well as the latest gear and accessories for the whole team. Go Tigers! And go to the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show, January 24th through the 27th at the Greenville Convention Center. Visit UpstateSCBoatShow.com for more.
J. Grady Randolph is hiring. Specializing in flatbed hauling since 1935, JGR has deep roots in the Carolinas and proudly supports the Clemson Tigers. Start your new career today by calling 864-761-4041. J. Grady Randolph offers competitive pay and free family health care coverage. Local and regional positions available. Call 864-761-4041 or get more information online at driveforjgr.com. That's driveforjgr.com.
Hunter Haynes here, manager of First Team Sports. We have everything that your child needs to take on the new athletic season. We provide the best sporting goods in the business, including all 2019 bats and gloves. Visit our in-store batting cage to demo bats and gloves to ensure you are getting a custom fit. First Team Sports has the best selection in the upstate with all the brands you love like DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, Rawlings, Under Armour, and Mizuno. Play local, buy local at First Team Sports. Come check us out at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
It's time for the 2018 year-end closeout sale at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Over 100 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock, plus 45 years of location experience. If they don't have it, they can find it. The Edwards family was recently voted Oconee's best new and used dealer for 2018 for the eighth year in a row. Remember, no dealer fees, and ask about the low price guarantee. Get in on all the year-end savings at Edwards Auto Sales on Blue Ridge Drive in Walhalla.
Don't miss Macy's 48-hour sale with big savings and limited-time specials like coats and jackets for everyone, 65% off. Don't miss 50.